Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You have a new text message.
Okay, are you ready for some of these questions that we are getting this morning?
Let's go. They're rolling in.
Work questions, issues with neighbors, family dilemmas. What problem can we help solve for you today? It's Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar. You're listening to The Mix, and it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. There are some questions on here. I cannot wait to see what we're going to land on.
All right.
Because you all are really bringing it with these situations you're in, and you're looking for advice from all of us to help you out.
Let's spin that wheel. What number?
19.
Oh,
number
right.
19, Elizabeth. What you got?
Okay, this is, I saw this question earlier, a family dynamic. Some
Uh-oh.
Family drama.
Uh-oh.
It says, my husband's brother died suddenly. It's unexpected. The issue is, I'm hosting his out-of-town family. I'm 2 hours from the celebration of life. They have upset everyone.
Why?
We don't have the room, but we are doing it anyway. What can I do? They drive me nuts, no manners, say inappropriate things. Then his niece is bringing her daughter and never asked us. My sister-in-law is so over the top. A lot to unpack there, but essentially, what do you do when you have family that you don't get along with or you don't like that are staying at your house?
You come up with an excuse that says, we just had the floors redone. It's going to stink in here. We're going to put you up in a hotel. The furnace is being replaced. We had a little like a gas issue. You don't want to stay here. We're even staying in a hotel. So we're going to get a hotel for you. You come up with an excuse.
The water heater leaked in the basement, and now we have water damage.
Remember what happened at Thanksgiving? We had all those people here flushing the toilet. Yeah, something's wrong with the septic. I don't know what the deal is.
Well,
I
and
mean, something.
Well, and also,
you can't deal with that.
Our sympathies go out to the mixed listener that is saying that her husband's brother died suddenly. So that's a loss for the family. But how about the fact that these family members have nowhere else to stay because they've upset everyone else, probably by their bad manners
yeah, right.
and saying inappropriate things.
That's like, is this a Cousin Eddie thing?
That's exactly what this sounds like.
From Christmas Vacation. Oh, we're just gonna show up. Great.
Well, and you know, since they're out of town, they're not going to stay forever. So you have to remind yourself, this isn't forever. But this is where I like to bring up in-law bingo.
What is that?
And we've talked about it on the show, Radar. I know you've heard me mention this before.
In-law bingo. Yes,
In-law bingo.
Okay. How does it work again? That's...
I have friends that thought of this when their in-laws would come up from Texas and stay for 3 weeks at a time.
Oh my gosh, 3 weeks.
In-law bingo. And you could play this with yourself. You could play this with your husband if your husband's in on it too. But you put down on a bingo card every crazy thing that you know is going to happen with these family members. And then if it happens on your bingo card, you get a little mark. And if you get bingo, you win and you get to treat yourself in some way. Which means this is where you're almost rooting for the chaos because the chaos benefits you because you win in the end. That's what in-law bingo is.
Okay, so maybe we don't want to send them to the hotel. Maybe you want to have some fun with this situation, even if they're on your nerves. Like, you know, one square could be like, you know, when does the prairie dog pop out of Uncle Roy's robe in the morning? Because he doesn't tie it in the front. You know what I mean? It happened. Mark it down. Mark it down. Because, you know, Roy likes to walk around with nothing else.
And you have a right to have rules in your house, but it doesn't sound like these are people that are going to care or they're going to enforce them. You need to lower your expectations. Lower them and acknowledge this is going to be crazy. This isn't going to be fun. But if your husband is adamant that it needs to happen and the family should be together because they just experienced a death in the family, then suck it up, buttercup. You're just going to have to deal with it. But also tell yourself, it won't be forever. It won't be forever.
It'll feel like forever.
It will in that moment,
right?
But it won't be. And keep yourself busy. Oh, you know what? It's been a long day with the funeral. I've got a headache. I'm going to bed. You don't have to engage with them the entire time that they're there.
Nurse Ashley from Jackson says, use the fact that the celebration of life is 2 hours away. Tell your family they should stay at a hotel closer so that no one is late.
Yeah, you could,
so you could do that.
You could lean into that,
hey,
for sure. You could.
Has anybody had this problem, mixed family? Have you ever had someone stay with you that you're like, ugh? Kind of like the Cousin Eddie shows up or
family
all,
members
all the in-laws
who have
show
overstayed
up.
Their welcome. And family members you don't want to stay at your house, but they are.
And what happened? Did they do anything?
How do you handle it and what do you do? Call or text. We want your response. The mixed listeners asking for people to offer their input. Here is the full question. My husband's brother died suddenly. It's unexpected. The issue is I'm hosting his out-of-town family. I'm 2 hours from the celebration of life. They have upset everyone else. We don't have the room, but we are doing it anyway. What can I do? They drive me nuts.
You're
no manners. Say inappropriate things. Then his niece is bringing her daughter and never asked us. My sister-in-law is so over the top. I have a feeling it's a husband that's saying, no, we're gonna do this. Come on, my brother died. Bring everybody together.
It's like Clark Griswold. We're going to have a good old-fashioned family Christmas.
For the team.
Everyone's going to move in here. Come on.
And then the chainsaw comes out,
oh,
and it's bad.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you handle family that you do not want to stay at your house? That is this morning's text roulette question. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And the text that we received, a really heartfelt question here and some venting, which we get. The message was, my husband's brother died suddenly. It's unexpected. The issue is I'm hosting his out-of-town family. I'm 2 hours from the celebration of life. They have upset everyone else. Probably why they're staying at their house, even though they're 2 hours away. We don't have the room. But we're doing it anyway. What can I do? They drive me nuts. No manners. Say inappropriate things. Then his niece is bringing her daughter and never asked us. My sister-in-law is so over the top. And we were talking earlier about how I love in-law bingo. Make up those bingo sheets for yourself to get yourself through it. Because then you're rooting for the chaos. You can win when they say the inappropriate things. If that's your final bingo square that you need. But also, we've got some of your texts that are coming through on the Side and Unlimited text line.
Yeah, Nurse Ashley, we had mentioned hers, who said, hey, if the celebration of life is 2 hours away, why not suggest they get a hotel closer to the event so that no one is late? Another texter, I would tell them, get a hotel closer maybe they should think of staying there too, because we're going to get one there too. That way we're all closer. So it sounds like that everybody.
Lean more into the idea that 2 hours is too far. Let's all go there.
And get your own place.
And do the, yes, because if it really is going to be that bad, then maybe you do need to push for the hotel.
We also have Kelly in Waukesha, who says, putting up with a cranky sister-in-law, that's a naughty word, I can't say that on the air here, the next one, is nothing compared to what I have to put up with. And I've told my husband, hotel for your family from now on. They do funny prank things when they stay. Like, cover the toilet seats, handles, and faucets with Vaseline before they leave.
No, don't. You're dealing with a death in the family. There's a funeral.
Well, anytime these people stay with Kelly, her in-laws, I think, they have filled their pillowcases with wadded up old newspaper because we let them stay in our master bedroom. And they like to switch the cereals in the cereal boxes. So they take the
They think it's Lucky Charms, and it's actually Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Or Cheerios.
Okay, so
she goes, that's
like,
more annoying than having to put up with the, again, blankety-blank sister-in-law.
It sounds like what this person's saying is set up a scene from Home Alone, and then your family's never going to want to stay with you.
Bye.
But this is the advice we're going to send back to the mixed listener through the text line. We're going to send them this audio in hopes of them hearing it. And maybe this is a solution that they're going to go with. As always, when you text us in anonymously, we love helping you out, but we also love getting the updates.
Absolutely.
So let us know what you decide and what ends up happening. But you can send a question in. It's anonymous, 414-432-1099. And coming up, we could be reading your question on The Mix.